Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a total solar eclipse will have millions of people across North America gazing towards the heavens today as the moon completely blocks the sun. A partial solar eclipse will be visible across Ireland at around 5 to 8 tonight, with the best views in the west if the cloud cover allows. The best chances of clear viewing in the United States lie in the northern corners of Vermont, New Hampshire and Maine. And joining me now from Vermont is Owen Corrie, editor of Travel Extra. So Owen, where you are, 160,000 people or so will gather. There must be a lot of excitement there.
Huge excitement. Good morning from a bit of snow on the ground, the rivers flowing from the melting snow. Absolutely beautiful. The sun coming up. And of course, it is going to disappear for about 20 minutes this afternoon. And as you've mentioned in the intro, it's all about the cloud cover, Claire, because the initial, when this was first announced, it goes in a sort of an arc from where the Mexican-US border is on the Gulf of Mexico, in an arc up to the northeast and up to Quebec in Canada. A lot of people booked Texas. They said that's where the best place to view was. It became quickly apparent that the clearest skies are going to be the three or four states of New England. Vermont is not very big. It's about the size of Munster, 600,000 population, and they have 160,000 people arriving. The traffic isn't built for it. The mobile phone coverage isn't built for it, but they are loving it.
All right. Now, people who are familiar with these types of events, they describe the moment beforehand as being very strange, a little bit eerie, but awe-inspiring. So what are you expecting to happen?
This is huge. I mean, the eclipse, the total eclipse is really a major part of trope in popular culture. You know, there is a legend that Columbus's life was saved on his fourth voyage because he had the charts that predicted an eclipse of the sun. That turned up in Mark Twain. It turned up in the comic Tintin. It's this the darkening of the sky. Very rarely do you get the sun completely covered up. And it lasts for about 2 hours from the moon moving across the sun. And you get about 20 minutes in the middle where it darkens. It's something I'm very excited about. And people have come in from all over the world to not just Vermont with 160,000. Maine is much larger. It's the state closest to Ireland. It's getting about 80,000 people. And nearby New Hampshire is getting about 40,000 people as well. So it is one of those rare big tourism events which covers quite a wide area where everybody won't be caught in the same traffic jam.
Well, Owen, I hope you get to enjoy it and that the weather conditions allow it. And if anyone's wondering, the next time a total eclipse will be visible from here in Ireland, it'll be on the 14th of June 2051. So that's you have to wait all that time to see the next one, the next total one here. Owen Corrie there, editor of Travel Extra.